mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Holly Lucille is out training the public right now. She is educating young doctors and working with the public. And sometimes we've got to leave our Radio MD audience for a bit, go out there and educate. Holly, we miss you. We will welcome you back next segment. In the meantime, it's just little old me, and I am talking about eggs. Simple question, in or out? When I was looking at topics, and I was working with our segment producer and Holly, Coletta Priestley Garcia, we were talking about something simple as eggs. And it is crazy how controversial it is. And I, as a naturopathic cardiologist, as a naturopathic doctor, as a licensed physician, I love eggs. I recommend them all the time. And the first thing we have to talk about is this illusion that it causes cholesterol problems. Cholesterol is in eggs. It's true. And if you eat a lot of eggs, your cholesterol can come up. That's true. But cholesterol is not bad. Cholesterol helps your brain. Cholesterol coats every single cell in your body. Cholesterol is largely manufactured by your liver, by all of our livers, and in order to make our hormones, I don't know if you realize it, but our estrogens and progesterones and testosterones, it all is manufactured from cholesterol. That's our base ingredient. So cholesterol is a good thing. Oxidized, rancid cholesterol is a bad thing. So does that mean that some eggs are good and some aren't? Well, what it means is kind of how we're cooking them. There's a very, very big difference in frying eggs in bacon grease versus maybe a soft-boiled or a poached egg. The other side of that is the quality of egg. So I just want to wrap up this little piece here about cholesterol and eggs. First of all, the cholesterol in the eggs, as a naturopathic cardiologist, doesn't concern me. Absolutely doesn't. The cholesterol that I am more concerned about is the cholesterol that is manufactured in the liver. That's the one that we have to watch, and we have to prevent it from oxidizing. But we also, just getting rid of all cholesterol, we studied it. It led to a lot of brain problems. It led to a lot of senile dementia, Alzheimer's, and in the case of using medications to lower cholesterol, it even caused some people to have diabetes. So eggs in moderation, like everything else, I think is a very good idea. But let's talk about the eggs that I eat. Let's talk about the eggs that Holly eats. We do not eat your completely sprayed, white, you know, factory farm produced, housed in these massive industrial housed eggs in a foam container. This is not an egg to me. It looks like an egg. It kind of tastes like an egg. But it is more industrialized. It is more factory produced. I remember my daughter, we took her and her boyfriend to Europe several years ago. And he got some hard-boiled eggs. He got some eggs that were sunny side up. And he goes, look, they're orange. What's wrong with these eggs? I said, that's actually the natural color. He goes, what do you mean? I said, you've really never seen an egg. Eggs, those yellows are not yellow. Those yellows are orange. And in that orange, in that color, comes some of the many benefits of eggs. Now, before we go, I'm going to tell you how many I think is safe and how to cook them. But let's look at some of the benefits of eggs. Eggs may reduce your risk of cancer. Now, I'm going to go to that right now. I'm not going to wait till the end. I am talking about the organic. I am talking about the free range chickens that had a chance to scratch and eat their own foods, the worms, and peck all day. These are the eggs that I eat. I do not eat other eggs. I do not eat eggs in restaurants. I do not eat them. There's a huge difference between these industrial eggs and then these organic, free, you know, cage-free eggs that we like. So we are now going to talk about the health benefits of the organic, cage-free ones, because that's the ones we studied. I am looking here at a Women's Health article, and the picture of the egg that they're showing is brown. They're not showing the white Syntha egg or whatever it is that's made. They are showing a brown egg. So this is the organic, cage-free one that we are talking about. Number one, they can reduce your risk of cancer. Whole eggs are one of the best sources of something called choline. One large egg will give you about 30% of what you need every day. You may have heard of phosphatidylcholine or acetylcholine. This is the choline for that we need. A study published this year found that women with a high intake of choline had 24% less likely to get breast cancer. 24%. Can you imagine that a couple of hard-boiled or poached eggs a week, maybe three or four times a week, 25% reduction in breast cancer? Let's go on. Good for eyes. That coloring I told you about, that orange instead of the yellows, it shouldn't be a yellow, it should be an orange. We're talking about lutein and zeaxanthin. And I never say that word right, zeaxanthin. These are two antioxidants been shown to ward off macular degeneration. So you can see your eggs, hopefully in your 80s. By the way, the lutein zeaxanthin, there's going to be more and more positive research coming out about these things. An omelet a day can shrink your waist, according to a Louisiana State University system research study. That they showed two egg breakfast five times a week lost 65% more weight and had more energy than folks who had lived on more of a carbohydrate or what they called a bagel breakfast. Eggs are more satisfying than carbs, make you feel full longer, said Christine Clark, PhD, RD, Assistant Professor of Nutrition at Penn State. Dr. Clark, we know that. Thank you for researching it, but we knew eggs made us feel better in the morning than simply a bagel. Your abs absorb them. Your abs eat them up. These little eggs contain amino acids that help protein absorb better. That helping of absorbing better will help you get and keep better muscles. So here's some ideas on the best eggs for you to get. Number one, organic. Now you'll see cage-free. And I love cage-free. I believe in the Bioneers. I love the Humane Farmers Association. That is one of my personal choices. But I don't want to put my personal choices or ethics on you. What I want to talk to is more about facts. Organic eggs are simply better. And when you look at the word natural versus organic, it can be incredibly different things. Look for the word organic. Organic eggs, these were laid by chickens that aren't fed slaughterhouse byproducts. So they are not fed, in other words, when whatever's left over from the slaughterhouse, they throw now to the chickens and they're eating those leftover products. So all of those chemicals and hormones are concentrating in that egg material. Organic eggs do not have the antibiotics or certain additives. One of the other things you will see is you'll see that wonderful coloring that we are talking about, that wonderful orange eye looking back at you, telling you that it has these antioxidants. Pasteurized. Now, always controversial. Look for this word on the label. It means that eggs have been placed in warm water to kill bacteria. I've heard issues on both sides of this. The eggs that I do get are at the store and they're pasteurized. But some of the eggs that I get are from Bubby. Now, Bubby is a Czech woman who takes care of our daughter, our three-year-old, one or two days a month. She is a retired lady who has 60. Chickens, and she makes her own foods and everything. And my little three-year-old goes out and gets the eggs and brings them home. And I got to say, I think they're better. And they are clearly not pasteurized. For the record, I've got to recommend pasteurized. But for the majority of it, I think that if you have your own eggs and you're going directly from the day that it's laid into your pan, I think it's 30. Even better. And I think it's easier and safer to do it. So eggs are in. I'm recommending more poached. I am recommending lightly fried, only in butter. I am recommending in hard boil form that eggs are in 3 to 5 times a week. And when you do that, you're going to get a chance to lose weight, protect your eyes, and even 10. Possibly prevent breast cancer. And that is all what we're talking about at Radio MD, where we are saying to you, stay well.